Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. That's right. You heard it. You heard me. You heard me. And what does that mean? That means that I have dedicated, spent, I would say, the majority of my life looking for, wanting to find a feeling, a sense of purpose. Where, you know, what is this life about? And quite frankly, what I really wanted was to be happy. I tell this story, and I've said it a million times. Sorry, old listeners. I mean, sorry, the people that listen to the show. But when I was younger, I wanted two things. You know, when you make a wish, you throw the money into the pond or the wishing well. Wishing well. Are there even any wishing wells left? Or you make a wish at your birthday and light the candles, make a wish. Well, my wishes were always the same thing forever since I was a teenager. And they were, number one, I had two. Number one, to live to my potential, whatever that looked like. I had no clue what that meant. I sure was looking for it, though. And number two, I wanted to be happy. And so what has happened over the years, because I'm decades older than I was when I was a teenager, what's happened over the years is I have been led, I've been on this path, I've been led to the secrets, to the answers, to how to maintain and sustain happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about that sense of feeling centered, the sense of being content, the feeling of satisfaction in every moment of my life. Feeling satisfied in every moment of your life? Yes, that's exactly what I said. Well, how can that be? What if there are health issues? What if there are money issues? What if there are family issues? What if somebody dies? Ooh, yes. You can still remain centered and content and feel at peace regardless of what's happening in the outside world. And I'm telling you can because I can, finally. Now, listen, I'm challenged just like everybody else, but there are certain things that I know, certain things that I've been practicing for years now, and that is the biggest is to trust and let go. To trust and let go and know that this plan, that this divine plan, a.k.a. your life, is unfolding perfectly. That there's nothing you want to change, that there's nothing you want different, because everything that happens, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it feels like, is an opportunity for your growth, is an opportunity for you to expand, is an opportunity for you to look out into the world and even be more conscious than you are now. I've told this story a few times. Before the World Trade Center were blown up, I've actually been visited a couple of times. But when I went with my son back in, I think it was the late 90s, 98, yeah, 97, 98, around there. Might have been 99, I don't know. Don't remember, but in the late 90s. And so Nathan and I went to all the way up to the top, and on the top of the World Trade Center, there was one tower that had two tall antennas on it. And all the way up on the top of the World Trade Center, when you look down, You could actually see small planes flying beneath you. And that is what this life is. It doesn't matter what it looks like. What matters is what you see, what you perceive. Your eyes, what do your eyes see? Are your eyes seeing what your ego wants it to see? What I love to say, that standing on the top of the World Trade Center and looking down, it's a totally different view than if you're on the, say, 5th floor, 10th floor, 20th floor. So this life is about different stages and different floors that you're on, meaning, how conscious are you? How deep do you know? How deep do you really want to go? There is a lot of surface stuff that's happening, but there's what's deep. There's the root. There's the root of the situation. There's the root of each challenge. I'm talking about personal challenges now. Let me use myself as an example, since I'm here. When before I evolved into the person I am right now, and who knows who I'm going to be in another week or two or 3 weeks, I always thought that I was the type of person. I acted like it. I walked around on this path, and I had a weapon of choice. I really did. I used a weapon of choice, and that was my aggressiveness. You know how a pit bull grabs on something and doesn't let go? Listen, if there was any kind of injustice or any kind of mistreatment or anything that I thought was unfair, trust me, people, I snapped onto it like a pit bull, and I didn't let go until the wrong was righted, okay? Which includes going to court, writing letters, talking to supervisors, all of it. I mean, I can complain to any department. I could write a letter to the president. Don't think I haven't thought about it, to complain. But what I found was, what I'm finding is that all of that, my weapon of choice. And so what I would use is, listen, a little intimidation. People are loud and aggressive, sometimes that's intimidating. And I loved every minute of it. But guess what? It wasn't me. That's not who I am. I thought that's who I was, but when you make the decision and the choice to commit yourself to personal, spiritual growth by looking in the mirror and realizing that none of it is out there. All of the issues, all of the challenges are really internal. I was talking to my son the other day, and he was saying, well, you know, yin and yang, internal, external. Well, quite frankly, the yin and yang is all internal. You can make the shift in your life in 2 seconds just by shifting your perspective. Hey, RS. And so it's really about practicing. Can you shift your perspective in any second to give yourself the sense of okay, feeling good, everything's all right. And there's no better example than this election that's going on right now. I have always been very a diligent patriot. I vote as soon as I turn 18, I voted. And I have to say that everybody that I voted for hasn't been elected. Get it? And this year won't be any different. But back in the 2008, 2012 election, the country was divided. Just so divided with the candidates, and quite frankly, it's even more divided now. Now, the problem for me, and I'm only going to speak for myself, for me comes because being a quote-unquote patriot American, I really used to be attached so attached to my choices and thinking that my choices, well, who knows, my choices really are going to make a difference in something that I have no control over, a.k.a. an election. I'm really just speaking about the election. But the problem with this one is the candidates are so polarizing. They're both so, how do we put this if you're a happiness specialist? They're so themselves. And everybody, the people that I talk to, and I really don't do a lot of talking. I actually had a conversation yesterday, which I had to cut short because it's okay, let me just get back to my point. My point is that because these people, the two candidates, are so polar, either you're behind one or in other words, your feelings are so strong for either one, and then there's this big disdain and disrespect and can't stand and, you know, all the other one for the other one. And all of that is actually going to be subtracting from any kind of peace that you have. Now, let me just get right down to what I do and what I've been doing. I grew up love attached this country. I think that the United States of America is the best country in the world to live. I mean, I don't even need to justify that statement. So my thought, you know, when all of this happened and now we know who's running, comes back down to that. Okay, America. This is my rationale. Who loves America more, right? A or B, and you notice I'm not saying anything about either candidate because that is not the point. Everybody's going to vote whichever way they want to vote, and that's not my issue. That's not my point. But I tried to think of who loves America more. Okay, so now that was my mindset a few months ago, and I came up with an answer in my own head. But what happened was I watched a couple of interviews. I don't even think I saw the first debate, or I saw a little bit of the second, definitely not the third. Because I listen to talk radio, so I hear about it. I hear the reports back. And quite frankly, my dear audience, I can't listen. I can't listen. I can't turn it on. I can't have a conversation. I mean, I can. But my vote is going to be my vote without any kind of attachment to an outcome. See, when for me, this peace is so important, more important, quite frankly, my personal peace is more important than any presidential election for myself. I mean, listen, I'm voting, but what I'm bringing into the world, what I contribute to the world, is going to be peace. I've committed to that. In every waking hour, what I contribute to this world is acceptance and peace. That's what I'm contributing, period. And so with that said, of course, I think that one of the candidates is going to be a better fit. Quite frankly, looking at the whole picture, it's like the evolvement of reality TV. And it reminds me this what's going on right now in the country is really a reality TV show. And I don't know about you, but my first introduction to reality TV was Jerry Springer. And it has just gone crazy after that. So when I look at reality TV, I looked at reality TV because I have one television reality TV show. No, that's not true because I like Survivor too. Okay, so I have two reality TV shows that I watch, and I watch them because they're entertaining. to me, I think it's entertaining. And this reality TV show that we have ongoing on in the country, for some reason, people are taking it very seriously. So seriously to the point where a man, because I'm in California, a man here in California actually took a pitchfork. It was a hammer on one side and a pitchfork on the other. And he took a video of destroying Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, I don't know why some of these people have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame anyway, but that's neither here nor there. That's another show. But okay, so that happened. Then, I don't know, but out here in California, people put signs on their front lawns of who they're voting for in the businesses, and there's countless news reports about people's property getting vandalized. I mean, it's just so much, I don't want to use that word, but, you know, I'm going to use hate and disdain going on. And why? What is that? It's like the country or it's like a child having a temper tantrum, and the temper tantrum, you can't quiet them down. It's just a tornado. It's a natural disaster that when is it even going to end? And getting caught up in that and wrapped up in that emotionally is just something that I refuse to do. And I refuse to do it because it's just a choice. It's a choice of let me just back up really quick. Let me just say something about yesterday. I was actually at the office and I was typing. And so there was when I say office, I mean my library. I call it my office. And I was typing, and then this young woman, when I say young, she's probably in her mid-30s or so. And I don't know why she started talking to me, but she did. And this election and what I'm going to do, and I don't know who to vote for. And I guess it responded to her when she says, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because let me just be honest. Even me, somebody that steps out of and doesn't talk about or opinions about religion or, you know, politics or all of the things that are just hot, you know, topics that cause problems or cause drama or cause conflict. But when she said, I don't know, I'm raising my left hand here. Yours truly, happiness specialist, tried to make an argument or a persuasive argument to vote for who I think would be the better president for this country, okay? And I'm laughing because doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter who I how the heck, like, I have some kind of power over what's going to happen to this country. Because like anything else, what is really happening is just a change, a shift. There's things that are temporary, and there are things that are permanent. Temporary are election, people, the time I'm going to be here on this planet, even the growth, even the sun itself is going to be temporary. I mean, what, billions of years? It's going to burn out. So whatever is temporary, and if I'm personally involved or putting or investing any time in anything that is temporary, I got a problem. I'm going to have a problem. That's just me. I'm going to have a problem. If I put my anchor or toss my anchor into anything that is man-made and temporary, it's just a matter of time before I'm miserable, upset, off balance, disappointed, all of that. So while I was trying to persuade with a couple of, you know, I've thought about it, a couple of my key points, it wasn't working, audience. Clearly, the young lady that said she didn't know who she wanted to vote for, clearly that wasn't the truth because she came back with points about the opposite candidate and then proceeded to go on and on and on and on and on, just like I'm doing, and on about why. And I said to myself, it was just a reminder. When you talk, when you speak to someone out loud and you talk about opinions, okay, your opinions, I'm setting myself up for a conversation for somebody to disagree. Now, does it matter that somebody disagrees with my opinion? No. But I'm going to let them disagree without any kind of rebuttal. Because if you've read Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, my first book, there is a small chapter in that about the election and how I managed to keep the peace regardless of people being so divided. Who are you? Oh, you're voting for Obama? That's who I'm voting for. Oh, you're voting for, who was the guy? Was it? It was Romney? Yeah, voting for Romney. Oh, that's who I'm voting for. So it was really about whatever your opinion is, whoever you're voting for, that's who I'm voting for. That's how I solved that problem. And it really works. You don't have to lie to yourself, but you can lie to other people, but you can't lie to yourself as far as keeping the peace. So it's very easy for me to agree with any topic, with any subject in my personal life. Why? Because no conflict, don't want it, don't need it. It doesn't add to my happiness. And the thing is, it's also not accepting of other people. It's also not accepting other people's choices. Because that's who you really want? Okay, you know, I didn't accept it. No, I got to try to convince you. Anytime I'm trying to convince somebody else, especially if they haven't asked me a question. In other words, if I'm just talking, I'm trying to convince somebody. If I'm making a statement, you're making a statement to me, I'm making a statement to you, back and forth with statements. What is that? It's going around in a circle. And I know there's no such thing as wasting time, but I was ready to. It was a waste of time for me to try to convince. Not only. Why am I trying to convince somebody? Like someone, one other person changes their vote. Now my ego's satisfied. I did it. Mm-mm. The problem with all of this election is it's a personal decision that I'm keeping personal. I also know that whatever is going to happen is going to happen. And do I trust that whatever happens to this country is going to be for the betterment of this country? Doesn't look like it. I'm saying that out loud. No, I'm actually saying out loud my thoughts. Well, it doesn't look like it. It looks like this country's going downhill. It's like, oh God, oh no. The trust not only comes from personal trust, but trust that whatever is happening in the world globally. And I did say whatever, however it looks, is a divine plan. Can you trust that? Can you let go of all of this other stuff, the circus, the drama, which is really what it is? Hold on a second. Hold on. All right. Good morning. Hi, Robert.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Oh, I can hear you now. Good morning.
Boy, when you said the thing about agreeing with other people, whether it be Romney or Obama, oh, my God. What the hell?
Also, you don't like that.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm getting chills. Thank you for calling and challenging me. Go ahead. give me your side of it. Go.
Well, first of all, it's just not truthful, you know. And I can understand avoiding conflict. I'm not a conflict person myself. And I agree with you that you didn't really need to try to convince someone else, about your particular point of view.
Uh-huh.
But the idea of, you know, kind of saying something that isn't true to you just doesn't seem to be the way to go about it.
Tell me. I'm getting chills. I'm getting so many chills. I love it. And you know I love a challenge. You know it.
Uh-huh.
And so my question is, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a discussion like that with somebody that totally disagreed with your point of view?
Yeah, yes. And, you know, it's one of those cases where we agree to disagree.
Okay, and so have you ever tried to convince somebody?
I would say I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I don't do that anymore because, you know, it's really – it's not about me. And people choose, they make their own decisions, and they'll have their own reasons. I go to a weekly gathering,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of Trump supporters here in South Carolina. And one of my one of the people I talk with a lot, it just goes on and on and on about him. And one day she said to me,
uh-oh.
I see the sign.
Uh-oh, she pushed the button.
Sign.
Uh-oh, she pushed the button. Go ahead.
Well, no, she says, I see the sign, Trump Pence. What's a Pence? I don't understand. And I was just flabbergasted.
What did she say? Trump what?
She goes, I see the sign, Trump Pence. What's a Pence?
Oh, I don't know what a Pence is. Oh, you mean the his running mate?
His running mate, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So anyway, I was just stunned. I mean, for someone who, you know, supported him, just didn't even know who his running mate was, you know, and the fact that there's these signs all over.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they didn't know who the running mate was, and you were like, you're voting him, and you don't even know his running mate. Oh, I get it.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't understand
yes.
what. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. So. Rather than engage and, you know, try and make her aware, you know, people,
mm-hmm.
I just shook my head. I just shook my head and let that be my commentary. And I just
Ooh, okay, so here's a question, and then I'm going to get back to your original one. So is there something wrong with her not knowing his running mate in your mind?
Well, I think so, yes. Yeah,
exactly.
But I didn't. You know, I know what you're saying.
Exactly. See, that's it. These judgments, making judgments about. See, this is the whole thing. And let me just speak for myself. When I was the old, and I wasn't even known by Rebecca. It was Becky. When I was Becky, I always thought everybody was supposed to be thinking and oh, you don't know that. In other words, my standards were the standards.
Mm-hmm.
My standards are the standards. And quite frankly, anybody could say that about, and I'm not just talking about you, but see, that's why it's so everybody's so up in arms is because all of these judgments are flying and the people are so not being the opposite of kind. And
right.
I know that that's the president, like that's what happens. I mean, I'm old enough to know that's what always happens. But
right.
But it's a virus. It's a virus that's, in other words, this, these two candidates are actually being the examples of what's really going on in this world, period. Just by
right.
their demeanor and their just, what is a dis, what's the word, the way that they, the way that everything is evolving. See,
right.
there's a lot of people, regular people, normal people, you know, everyday people that are angry and just, and I was looking at a Judge Judy show. I love Judge Judy. And this guy got off of the, you like Judge Judy?
No.
See, I
but
see,
I'm
you
okay.
see what I mean? You see what I mean? So I love her because she's so direct. And she's
uh-huh.
so on, but either, it's like Don Rickles. You either love him or you hate him. I mean, there's no in the middle. Oh, I'll keep Don Rickles. You remember Don Rickles, Robert?
I do. Yes, I do.
So
yes,
you,
I do.
So did you like Don Rickles or not really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he was funny. He was a funny guy.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's still alive. He's not
oh,
dead yet.
Okay.
but so. So what I realize is there's so many different tastes, and unless I'm in – anyway, okay, let me get back to the point. The point is – oh, the judgments. And so looking at this world and so this, I was looking at Judge Judy, and this guy it was a traffic story, and this guy was on the freeway, and this – And another guy was on the freeway, and so guy A and guy B, guy A cut across guy B three lanes and got off the freeway. Now, guy B was pissed, and so guy B followed this guy because he was angry at the way he was driving, followed
uh-huh.
him all the way to a convenience store and got out of his car and started yelling at him and berating him. The bottom line is the temperament of people to follow and get out and argue and really be so angry. And Judge Judy said, why did you follow him? You had a choice. You could either get his license plate and call the police, but what is this following? Trying to intimidate, trying to bully, trying to do all of that to this guy. And
uh-huh.
my point is, this world is just reacting these days. Everyone's reacting, not everyone, but people are reacting. And they're reacting with their emotions, and they're reacting with their egos, and they're reacting with emotions that are not grounded in universal concepts. Because quite frankly, the universe could care less. This isn't a universal issue. And when it's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Am I making any sense? Go ahead.
Well,
please stop me.
I know what you're saying, and you know, and. I agree that people are emotional.
Yes.
You know, what's
and attached.
Going on.
And attached
and
to
attached.
An outcome.
Yeah. First of all, you know, as far as, well, my take on why we have the candidates that we do
Please.
is to raise awareness, collective awareness, in not only in our country but in the world
Please.
About
yes.
what about the characteristics that we really want to see in leaders. And this is, in this case, it's showing the characteristics that we don't want, you know, but by having them as examples of what we don't want, we become clearer on what we do want.
Nice.
And I think the emotion is necessary because it's what is going to be required to mobilize and make change. The structures that we have aren't working, obviously.
Right.
We hear about that all the time. So in order to make changes, you kind of have to have an uprising of sorts, a collective will to make changes. And emotions are what drive people to take action. So I think that's important. It's necessary, at least from my point of view.
Okay, let me say this, and I'm hearing what you're saying, and I can counter with, because I used to get a lot of stuff done with my emotions and with
uh-huh.
a lot of energy, and but the emotion was caught up with the ego, with like I used to put on a lot of talent shows. I used to produce and direct talent shows, and you know, putting on a show, oh my goodness, you know, and the day of and all the things that happen. Well, I wasn't very peaceful, very calm. I was really, okay, this has to get done, let's go. This is, I know what you're talking about, that emotion, but again, the emotion, if it's an emotion of for me, I'm just, for me, of anxiety and it's not done, and just, I could do the same thing with a more peaceful emotion, but still have the intention of getting it done. But there's a difference between getting something done quickly and getting something done, gotta get it done, gotta get it done, gotta go, that kind
right.
of emotion. That's what I'm talking about. And so
right.
the emotion, but I don't believe that the emotion of anger or the emotion of something's wrong, now we got to get it done right. I don't think that's necessary. For me, that kind of emotion is not necessary to make any kind of changes or to get anything done in this world, because inspiration isn't really emotional. It's just what is. You know, the creation of this earth wasn't emotional. It created in explosions, but it wasn't emotional. I don't know. It's just a different take on it. And I just see people just getting angry and making so many judgments for what reason. And when you do make judgments and when you do get angry and when you do have the emotion, like, so what's going to happen, Robert, if the person that you want doesn't win? How are you going to feel about that?
Right. And see, no matter who wins. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm going to answer it. No matter
okay.
who wins, there is going to be the, quote, losers, or the people who are attached to the person who did not win, are going to they're going to feel slighted. They're going to want to change whatever they see as being the reason for their candidate to lose.
You said something. You said they're going to feel slighted. So you're thinking to yourself, you're going to feel slighted, because we can't say what anybody else is going to feel but ourselves. So you're going to feel slighted then if your candidate doesn't win?
No, not at all.
You said people are going to feel slighted.
I believe, well, from what you see, I mean, you mentioned about the guy who took the sledgehammer to Trump's star, you know, and
So what I'm saying is that feeling of being slighted is not even necessary. I know the masses are going to be exactly what you're talking about.
Okay,
you're absolutely
right.
The masses are going to feel all of those emotions because they're not connected to anything greater than this man-made world.
Correct. And that's what I was saying. So not me personally, no. You know, I'm along with you in the sense that, you know, whatever the outcome is meant to be, and whatever results follow, you know, are part of the plan, whatever the plan is.
Right. So how do we – so my question is, unless people are realizing the truth between what's external and what is going to shift and what is changing. In other words, putting any kind of emotion or any kind of attachment in awards, in presidential elections, in money, in what you're accomplishing, all of this stuff, putting any kind of investment in that, you're going to crash and burn one of these days eventually. That's just a fact. If you're all in a man-made world, you're crashing and burning all the time, just like the candidates are crashing and burning. Am I right?
That's a possibility. That is a very much. I think to try and believe that the mass of people are going to, especially looking in today's environment, are going to be able to separate ego from their reality, I think that's a huge step that I don't think we're anywhere near at this point.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that it's kind of incremental. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you raise awareness, you take action step by step, you know? The first step is just being aware, you know, of who we want to lead, you know what I mean, and the characteristics of the people who we want, you know, to lead us.
Okay. Oh, I know what you're saying. You're talking about looking at there is no, you know, lead characteristics of a leader. Characteristics of a leader is somebody that's connected to the universe, in my opinion. I mean, that's a leader. These people that are really involved in politics and or anything else like that, movie, celebrity, or like that, I don't want anybody leading me like that.
I know what you're saying. Yes, and right now we have
zero
very poor examples of that. You know, that kind of thing.
I'll run for president in 4 years.
But for example, you know Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Buffalo.
Ruffalo, R-U-F-F-L-O. He's an actor, and he's using his celebrity to raise awareness about just some, you know, very, you know, just important issues. And you know, right off the top of my head, I this is sad, but I can't even tell you exactly what it is.
Well, you know what? You know what? Thank goodness that you just brought that up. Okay, so hold on a second. Here we go.
Right.
So
right.
This Mark Ruffalo, whoever he is,
right.
Question, has he said who he's voting for, yes or no?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, because this is my thing. If you are connected to the universe, and this
right.
is what I really believe, connected to the universe like I know I am, and it's, I mean, universe is it. I'd rather be universal than human. Nobody's going to know who I'm voting for. Nobody's going to know anything. Nobody's going to
yeah.
– I see these very quote-unquote people that are out there that are very prominent, and now I know who they're voting for. So that tells me that they're in this man-made position. I'm not interested. Does that make sense?
Okay. No, I do. And first of all, let me just say that by saying, you know, some people are connected to the universe or not, we're all connected. Mm-hmm. We're all connected. And
you know
that,
what I mean.
We're all connected.
I know what I mean.
I know what you're saying.
And this is what I really mean. And I'm loving this conversation. You know I am. But this is like I told my son, because he hates it when I say, well, you know, 98% of the population, they're not. What I really mean is it's like an avocado. I think I've said it before on the show before, but you have an avocado grows on a tree. Well, there's a time to pick the avocado, and you pick an avocado prior to it being ripe, it's not going to be good. So, yeah, everybody's connected. Everybody is an avocado, but everybody's not ripe. Everybody's not ripe yet. It's not their time to be ripe yet. So that's how I look at the world. Yes, we all are connected, but everybody's not. What?
Okay, but what? Why?
Like that? Did you like that?
Why is ripe better? Yeah, no, I understand. But why is ripe better?
Oh, I didn't say it was better.
I mean,
it was better. I'm saying I'm more conscious. But I didn't say it was better.
You're more conscious now, and I understand.
More conscious than I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Yeah, I'm more conscious, so I'm riper. But I didn't say it was better.
Okay, I love you,
by the way. I forgot to tell you I love you.
Oh, I love you too. You know, and,
I got to throw that in. Go ahead, go.
And I love our, you know, our discussion.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, the one thing that, you know, that I'm conscious of is to be aware that, you know, that first of all, that we are all connected, and that, you know, being more conscious myself doesn't, or being more aware of my place in the universe, or what I'm, you know, what I am, what I want to exhibit, what I want to be, you know, particular life, you know, that's great, and that's great for me. But there are other people who have just as an important role in being less conscious.
Oh, not if they're causing division and drama.
Well, but see.
No. You know, strike that. That was wrong. I'm sorry. Strike it. No, I'm wrong, because division and drama, if that's what's happening, that's what's supposed to be happening. You're right.
Right. Okay. And see, you know, it is one of those, you know, one of those things where, you know, if you, you know, if you don't have darkness, you can't appreciate the light. You know what I mean? So, I mean, mm-hmm. each has their own role in this play of life. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
you know, sometimes yeah. some people are the protagonist, you know, and some are the hero, so to speak.
Right. Well, but you see, you, okay, so did you see what I just did? I said not if they're dividing and not if they're causing drama, and I stopped myself because even the drama
right,
and whatever
right.
they're causing is supposed
yeah.
to be happening.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the drama is supposed to be happening, even all
yeah.
because it's a bigger plan, the bigger
right.
plan.
Right. And you know, and that's in the play of life. That may be a scene that you don't have to participate. You know, you can choose to participate or not. You know,
yeah.
I like you choose not to participate in drama. You know, but you know that's my choice, and you know, and I surround my people who are not as dramatic, you know. As,
But do you still participate in judging other people though? That was a backwards bat to the head when you weren't looking.
It sure was, boy.
Come on.
You know what?
Come
that on. Was very judgmental. That was very judgmental of you to say that to me.
Come on.
No.
Are we the best or what? We're the best.
You know, I work hard at not doing that. You know, we all I think have been raised, you know, in an environment and society where judgment is you know,
is rampant. Well, when you stop judging
yes.
yourself, you'll stop judging other people. That's a fact.
That's true. That's very true.
Hey, Robert.
Yes.
So I want to say this, since people have been listening, I just want to give the last version of this hell thing. So I have one more test, believe it or not, one more test because all of the tests came back for the biopsy and all that. But
yes.
for some reason, they're saying my pancreas is a quote unquote abnormal size, so they don't know why. And they definitely want a definitive answer to that. So can you believe one more test, and they're going to take a camera and also take a biopsy of specifically the pancreas. So maybe
yeah.
in 3 weeks. But in the meantime, since I really haven't gained a lot of weight yet, but in the meantime, I'm taking these steroids. So if because they're thinking about it, it's inflammation of the pancreas. But anyway,
yeah.
so that's where it is. And whatever, damn universe. Ooh, did I say that out loud? Oops.
Well, but, you know, through all of that, like you said, you know, you gained a stronger connection with your mom, you know, and what she went through. So, I mean, there, you know, it was, you know, there was a positive to that, you know, in that particular relationship, even though it may have been hell you went through, you know, but that's, you know, that was one of the positive side effects, I guess.
Listen, hell, all of you listeners, and really get this, growth, it, for me, is always uncomfortable and it feels like hell. I'm just letting you all know that. So you want to jump
yeah.
on the train, it's very uncomfortable and it feels like hell, at least for now. But then when you really sit in it, and I just change my perspective, and I know that I'll be at another level of consciousness, which isn't good or bad, it's just another level. And so then when you really have that insight and you realize that everything really is happening for my betterment,
right.
I already gave up. I'm good. Thank you, universe, whatever you got. I'm ready to accept it. Darn
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I mean, you just gained so much through going through that. You know what I mean? You know, as far as and you know, when it comes to speaking with others who will go through that you'll encounter, you know, you'll be able to speak from a very personal point of view and be able to help guide them and help them recognize what you recognized, what helped you through it.
I tell them right now, I said, listen, just trust and let it go and just move on.
Yeah. But you knew how hard
no.
that was hard for you, though, wasn't it? I mean, it's
it
hard.
Was, it,
it's hard
it
to
was
do that.
Very, it was very difficult in the beginning when I didn't know what was going on, this being okay with uncertainty and I didn't know what was going on. It was very
mm-hmm.
up and down, very emotional, yes. And looking back, it was the only way I could go through it. But with anything with this life, it's either, you know, it's highs, it's lows, and everything in between. And know that the highs don't last and the lows don't last. And so right. always rejoice quickly, recover quickly, and keep it moving, people. Keep it moving.
Yep. Everything is temporary. Everything is temporary.
Yes. Thank you so much, Robert. Do you have anything else?
No, I just had to challenge you on that one thing, and look where it went.
Okay, so you know what? Let's go back to that, because I want to,
okay.
you challenged it, and I just want to go back to it really quick.
Right.
Because you said about lying to yourself and lying to others, and you know, I totally get that. When I tell people that concept that I do, I can lie to others, but I can't lie to myself. I mean, mm-hmm. I really live by that, because when I have conversations with my mother and she says, are you watching the news? Did you see the news? Did you see who got shot? Did you see who got killed? I just say yes.
Right.
I used to say, no, I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news. I just say yes. And when people are, when I encounter people at the office or anywhere, I really, for me, it's okay to lie if it's going to keep a peaceful environment for them and for me. They don't need to know what I really believe about anything, because there's no reason. My ego might want to tell them. See, my ego might want to say, oh, this is the truth. But I don't need to tell anybody anything that's going to create anything other than peace between our encounter. That's just me.
I understand.
That's how I do it.
I understand. I understand, you know, the only thing I would say to that is that, you know, who you are is, shouldn't, oh no, I'm not going to do this.
Strike two. Go ahead.
You saw me?
No, I'm just kidding. I said strike two.
You saw me catch that. Come on now. That's what I'm
I know. I know. You caught it. Listen, you can catch it. I catch it. Come on.
Right. No, in my opinion, you know, I understand. You know, to me, I just want to be able to just let people know who I am. You know, I am who I am. And if, you know, people find it it conflicts with their beliefs or their, you know, that's their, you know, that's fine for them. You know, I just feel that it's, you know, I'm here. I'm learning. I am who I am. And, you know, and I'm proud of who I am, and I'm not going to hide who I am, you know, and, you know, whether or not I engage in a tit for tat kind of thing. No, I don't do that. I always go back to the, you know, agree to disagree. Great. We disagree about that. You know, that's the end of discussion. So.
And when I say not telling the truth, I'm really, because hiding is a totally different thing. I'm not even talking about hiding, because hiding, I'm not into hiding or secrets or anything like that. No, but what I am saying is anything that involves temporary things, people put so much, because I know people are so emotional and attached. I know it.
Right.
I can see it. I sense it. But I'll tell anybody who I am. I'm someone who looks in the mirror constantly and is committed to my own personal growth. I'm somebody that accepts people just exactly the way they are. Well, you know,
right.
I'm working on that. I'm somebody that doesn't judge. Uh-huh. I'm somebody that trusts. I'm somebody that surrenders to the universe. I'm somebody that knows that whatever's happening is happening for my benefit. That's who I am. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about who I am on a universal, and who I am man-made, it doesn't even matter. I don't, because people are going to think what they want to think. I mean, can
right.
you believe some
right.
people don't like me? I mean.
No, I find that hard
true.
To believe. But
what?
Now, again, there are people who just don't know better. You know,
thank
that's
you.
All that is.
but
yeah.
see, that's what I'm saying. It's whatever I did, whoever I am, I don't care if I've given you $100 every single day for 10 years. If I do one thing, two things, it's out the window. That's a man, you know, I'm mad
right.
at you. You did this to me. You said something to me. Now I'm disappointed. You didn't call me. You're inconsiderate. You know, all of this stuff. I'm not into any of that. I'm not into that
right.
stuff
mm-hmm.
at all. Yeah, so.
Right.
Anyway.
I understand. Okay. But again,
Robert, I love you.
I love you. This has been a wonderful
morning.
Start to my day, so I appreciate it.
I love you too, and thank you. And the show's over now, isn't it? Jesus.
My goodness. Okay.
I love it, Robert. I love it when you call it. And more than that, I love you when you challenge me. I really do.
Okay. That's great. I'll continue to do so, and you challenge me as well. Which is,
do you?
So, I do. Yes.
Yeah, you're the only one that, I mean, I just feel so easy that whatever, even if we disagree, it does nothing to do with, in other words, so much acceptance. I mean, you accept me. I totally accept you, and that's what it really, that's our connection.
That's
I
it.
Really feel that, and
that's
I'm getting
it.
Chills right now because our connection, hey, audience, we've never even met.
That's the magic of it all, because you can create that connection without even having met, so.
Yeah.
It is possible.
Thank you, Robert,
thank
so
you.
Much
all
for
right.
calling in.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Hey, everybody, that's all we have for today's show. Wow, that was a long conversation. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. And my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. And you can find me on Twitter at RL Norrington on Twitter. Yeah, RL Norrington. And then Facebook, it's Reality Spirituality on Facebook, so go to that Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. And until next week, my dear audience, I would like you to remember that you are an example of the universe. You are an example of the universe. So what kind of example are you going to be today? What are you going to, what kind of energy, vibration are you going to put out today? Are you going to be accepting? Are you going to be, you know what the other thing too is, that energy of this is serious. This life, this election, cancer scares, health issues, death, that energy of this is serious. That energy is never needed or never, for me, is never needed and actually is not universal. It's serious. This is so important. This is so serious. Now, I have to get to a point where nothing is that serious and nothing is that important. It's just not. I mean, if you ask man, they will say yes. Oh, yes, that's serious. But in reality, in the universe's world, there's nothing that serious and nothing that's important. It's just the experience. It's just being. Experience it. The gift is the experience. The gift is the experience. There's no judgment on serious or important or not serious. Getting rid of the labels, getting rid of all of the labels really assists you when you want to just hold on to feeling peaceful because, oh, there's so many times when, oh, this is not happening, and this is serious. That serious energy is that energy that kept me when I was having my health challenges, been out of shape. And I'm not saying that what I felt or how I felt needed to change, but it was because I had that thought and that energy. Oh, this is serious. I've almost lost 40 pounds. This is serious. See, that energy, that way of thinking. Jesus, that's almost another show in itself. Anyway, you're always changing, you're always growing, you're always evolving. Love is patient and love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We will connect again next week on Reality Spirituality. Thank you, and thank my co-host, Robert Sharp.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Now,
what I'm about to
change.
Time to get real.